This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing a reality check regarding how we're coping with normal challenges of life based on 1 Thessalonians 4:1 through 12. We studied what God wants to see in our behavior sexually, socially, spiritually, and vocationally. This is not a comprehensive presentation on being sanctified, but it would be fair to say that if you're doing okay in these behaviors, you'd probably be doing okay in your life generally. You'd be pleasing God and winning the respect of outsiders. The challenge is to do this more and more, according to Paul. How do you do this? Two verses. Verses 9 and 10 help us here. Let me read them. About brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia, yet we urge you, brothers, to do so more and more. The key to success in coping with the normal challenges of life is self-evident. You have been taught by God to love each other. This love for each other that God has taught you as a Christian is agape love. In 1 John 4:8 it says, God is love. It is God's nature to love. This love is what caused God the Father to send His Son to become our Savior. Since Jesus is God the Son, He too is love. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, also is love. This truth that God is love is foundational to what God has taught us about love. We'll learn more about this in our next visit.